This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Music, it's been said, is the universal language, but there can still be some unexpected translations. Hip-hop, both the music and the culture, started in the South Bronx in New York City and has now spread to places you might not guess. Yemen and Cambodia and Uganda don't necessarily come to mind when you talk about breakdancing, b-boying, as it's sometimes called. But that is exactly where filmmaker Adam Sjoberg went to find some young dancers for his documentary. It's called Shake the Dust. Adam, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
I was trying to figure out while I was watching this film what it's about, because it's not really about the breakdancing. I mean, it is, but it's not, right?
Yeah, I started out, actually, originally when I first started working on this film, I started making a movie about kids in post-conflict areas and in the slums. It wasn't necessarily going to be about hip-hop at first. That was 7 years back.
Seven, wow.
Yeah. And I'm a big hip-hop fan, and I came across a little YouTube video of some kids from Uganda breakdancing. And when I saw that video, I was like, this is it.
Did the kids in Uganda turn you on to the kids in Cambodia, who turned you on to the kids in Yemen and all? I mean, is that kind of the way it worked?
Kind of. I had an initial plan just based on YouTube research, essentially, of where I wanted to go. But Yemen was a little different. That happened really close to when I started filming in Uganda. I was connected with a friend who was a journalist in Yemen at the time, right before the Arab Spring. And she said, if you don't have anything to do after you're done filming in Uganda, come to Yemen. So I went to Yemen. And
other sentences you never thought you'd hear.
Yeah, exactly. And that ended up really being a life-changing experience. Filming there, it was arguably the most unlikely place to find hip-hop.
That's the one. That's the location that really got me. I mean, I know Uganda and those kids were the ones that got you into this, but the shots from Yemen and just the background, and they go into the inner city at one point, and they're doing this thing in front of the Yemen police and all these old Arab guys sitting there going, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
People who are in there, like, they're really traditional people, never heard of hip-hop, never heard of breakdancing, so we're not sure how they're going to react.
Yemen is visually my favorite part of the film as well, and I think it represents a lot of what I was trying to convey in making this movie. I started filming there right before the Arab Spring broke out. But it's interesting to me because I didn't seek... an issue-driven film. I wasn't trying to tell a story that the backdrop was some political unrest. I was trying to tell a story about everyday kids in these places and give them a microphone to say what they wanted to say.
These kids love music. They love being part of something different to let people know where they came from or what they did. It's stronger than just telling people.
There are a couple of themes that run through all the locations in this film. One is they're all kids. They're all real young. Mm-hmm. But they're also all real poor. I mean, poverty is the undercurrent here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's interesting because hip-hop as a genre, as a culture, I found often really connected with people in these poor communities. And not even necessarily in urban communities, but really all over the globe, and even in some very remote rural areas that I went to. Hip-hop connected to these people because I think it gave them, especially breakdancing, a feeling that they could transcend their circumstances, that they had a language and a language to talk about what they had been through. But also with breakdancing, you have your crew, and that becomes sort of your family. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's another interesting thing for a lot of these kids who lost their parents at very young ages. Hip-hop became almost a religion to them.
And they are aware of the roots. I mean, they talk about it coming out of the Bronx, and they talk about these lyrics of, I don't have what you have, but I can do what you can do, all that stuff.
Yeah, there's a strong tradition that a lot of people outside of hip-hop culture don't realize that there's a rich history that is... There's an attempt, at least, to try and pass that down. That is honestly one of the big reasons that Nas got involved in this project.
Yeah, Nasir Jones, who's
Nasir Jones. Nas is one of the most legendary hip-hop artists of all time. His album, Illmatic, is considered by a lot of people to be the greatest hip-hop album of all time. He got on board a couple years into this project because we were able to get a trailer in front of him, and he saw that we were trying to tell a side of this history, to continue telling the oral traditional history of this genre, which is unfolding before our eyes. And, you know, that is what was really exciting for me, was to see around the globe a young culture continue to develop and grow.
What happens to these folks if they don't make it? Because what's waiting for them outside the cipher, outside that circle, is, well, it's tough.
It's tremendously tough. For the kids that grew up in Yemen, some of them were privileged enough to be able to get out. But if anyone's watching the news now, Yemen's falling apart. In Uganda, it's anyone can tell. Because of dance, many of these breakdancers and dancers from the community in Uganda have gone on to do world tours, to become choreographers that are choreographing in Europe. So it goes both ways. I've seen some of the breakdancers fall into drugs and worse. So we can only hope.
It's a film called Shake the Dust by Adam Schober. Adam, thanks so much.
Thank you.